Page 123. Jane Harrison speaking.
I have Aboriginal heritage through my mother, and I'd grown up always knowing I was Aboriginal, but hadn't had a close connection with the Aboriginal community. So this was an opportunity for me to become more connected and find out why I felt so strongly in myself connected. So it was a learning experience the whole way, and I did feel a huge responsibility. I'm not a stolen generations person, and neither is my mother. And to be the conduit for these kind of stories, you know, I did feel both that was a privilege and a burden, you know, that responsibility to get it right. And I do remember when it premiered, I had an Aboriginal woman come up to me at the end. I didn't know her, and she put her head down and she said, "You got it right." And for me, that was so important to get it right for those people who had those experiences. And I think the other really interesting issue around that is obviously there's quite a few requests from schools to do Stolen. They want to do it as a school performance. And I will ask, are Aboriginal people participating in that process? And often there's not, that they don't have Aboriginal students at the school. And so I encourage them to make a connection in their local communities and find someone who can talk about the stories and make sure that, you know, they're doing it the right way. So I'm not necessarily against non-Aboriginal young people accessing those stories and performing them, as long as they do it in a respectful and as long as they seek, I suppose, a bit of wisdom from their local communities.
Copyright, AustralianPlays.org.